I think Frank and Eamon and indeed others have outlined why the tribunals and the various means of internal investigation by the Gardaí are not really designed to bring about truth and justice, and the fact that they're working hard to prevent truth emerging or any real accountability occur. And I think you know what Frank is doing is absolutely brilliant and courageous in you know, leading a charge to really uncover that can of worms and that fact, which obviously has much more general application right across Irish society, and hopefully it will uncover many, many more injustices if we do get this sort of national campaign going. But I don't think we should underestimate just how much of a big fight we're in on this issue, because not only are they not keen on increasing accountability and increasing, if you like, the influence of the public over the institutions of the state. At the moment, McDowell and the Irish state are moving in precisely the opposite direction, right? They are trying to even further limit our civil rights and give more power to the police that have been involved in all this level of corruption. And they are using the so-called war on terror as the justification for that. In that we know in the last week or so, McDowell has signed a treaty with the CIA, with the American state, to essentially facilitate, as I see it, to facilitate what they call the extraordinary rendition of terror suspects in this country. And the Irish state have signed up to that. And they are talking about compulsory identification, cards and so on, to give more power of the police, and whipping up that sense of hysteria about in the aftermath of the London bombings to actually increase the power of the state. And in doing that, they are taking their lead from the Bush administration, which of course is deeply ironic when you look at what Bush is doing in the United States, systematically eroding civil liberties on a massive scale in the United States with the Patriot Acts, giving the right of the police to look into people's library records, giving the right of the police to go in and search people's houses, but never notify them that their houses have been searched. And what they're doing even on a bigger scale in Iraq, where there are, for example, 16,000 alleged terrorists in Abu Ghraib prison who've never been in front of a court, who we know have suffered terrible torture. What's going on in Guantanamo Bay? The point I'm making is that the direction the world establishment is going is in exactly the opposite direction of accountability and more democracy. So we are in a massive fight, and really that is a fight about civil rights and democracy. It's not just about making the Garda accountable, but it is about whether the economy, every institution of the state is accountable and is genuinely controlled by the people, or whether it's controlled by a small clique who are essentially using the state to look after their own interests and using force, coercion, intimidation, or for that matter war, in order to protect those interests. So I think we need a campaign that isn't just demanding justice for previous cases, but is also fighting tooth and nail any further you know, increase in state power or police power to give them more control over people's lives. We have to fight for every institution in society to become democratic rather than controlled by an unelected minority. They want to limit our democracy to a ballot an X on a ballot box once every 5 years, but in every other respect give us no control whatsoever over the way society works. And I think we have to build a campaign that is actually going to demand more democracy in every single area of our life. And I hope the McBrearty struggle will spearhead the development of that kind of alliance and that kind of a movement to fight for civil rights and democracy that are real civil rights and democracy, rather than the pretense that we currently have.